And you're welcome back to the programme. We're continuing with Gaelic Games, and it's ladies this time away from home. Donegal side were comfortable winners in their match with Clare. 5-12-1-3 was the final score. Davy McLaughlin is the Donegal ladies manager, joining me on the line on the team bus on the way home. Davy, it's been another good day for the girls. A comfortable win in the end.
Yeah, it was comfortable, to be fair, Oisín. It took the girls maybe 5 or 10 minutes just to settle down, and, you know, Clare in the middle of the blocks very strong, but it took that 5 or 10 minutes to settle down, and they really bossed the game about halfway through the first half on.
And a big score today as well. 5-12 was what you put on the scoreboard, and I suppose you had an array of scores there. A lot of girls stepping up with points and goals.
Yeah, we had with 7 scorers today again, which was very pleasing. You know, we had all of the full forward line contributed. Niamh Higgerty and Amber Barrett both got 1-4. But you had Karen Guthrie from the middle of the field. You had Aoife McDonald from halfback there. And, good mix of scorers today again now from all over.
And that's now 3-1s from 3 in the competition for you, Davy. So I suppose you're meeting the markers that you've set out for your side at the start of the season and remaining on course and trying to get back into the top flight.
Well, look, our ambition at the start of the year was to make the league semi-finals and take it from there, you know, and we set our stall out maybe because we had two away games in the first three, and you never know how these teams are going to pan out, so we set our stall out with two from those three, and look, we've played very well, and we've been fortunate enough, and we've got 3 from 3, so it puts us in a strong position maybe to qualify for the semi-finals, but, you know, it's game at a time. We'll wait and see what Kildare brings us next week now.
Yeah. Well, obviously, then you're very pleased with the performance of the girls and the effort that they're putting in both on and off the field and doing, I suppose, what you're asking them for them to do, Davy?
Well, look, there's a huge commitment from the girls, you know, and off the field, you know, just to make training and to get home for games, you know, and there's a huge financial burden on the girls there, you know, to make that effort to do that. But look, they're enjoying the football now, and there's a smile in their faces, and there's a spring in their step now. So, look, if we can keep winning games, you know, long may that continue.
Yep. Who's next for you now, Davy?
We've Kildare at home next week, fixed for next Sunday. I haven't a venue yet, Oisín, but we'll be trying to spread that about. You know, I had a view with 4 home games, and I'd like to try and spread them across the county as best I can, but pitch availability is the big thing, so we'll hopefully know Monday or Tuesday where that game is.
Yeah, I suppose you might have struggled to get a pitch if that game was in Donegal today, given the weather, because there's been a lot of action called off, but what sort of opposition are Kildare going to be? What sort of game do you expect off them, David?
I don't really know a lot about them, to tell you the truth. I know the first game out, they were beaten by Meath by an odd point, and then last week they were down in Clare, and they took a draw away from Clare. I guess maybe travelling to Donegal probably won't suit them, but I really don't know a whole point about the machine. I'll do a wee bit of research this week and see what I can dig up on them.
Yeah. What about on the personnel front? How's everyone at the moment? Everyone fitting well? Or are you waiting on a number of players to come back, David?
Kit Kinney obviously still out to keep a bang against Dublin about 4 weeks ago, and hopefully we'll have better news with Kit this week, but we'll not rush her back, you know, we'll just let nature take its course. Geraldine McLaughlin still awaiting her operation. Rose Boyle came off early today, just took a wee bit of a knock early on, maybe just even in the first 5 minutes, and we just decided rather than risk it, we would give her a rest. And Rushing Curran took a knock towards the end of the game, and again we took her off, but I don't think it's anything too serious. Hopefully we'll be back with a full panel available next week again.
Yeah, and I suppose you have to sort of monitor these injuries and monitor the girls, because come championship time you do want a full deck of cards available, David.
Absolutely, that's what we'll be looking to peak, is, you know, that weekend of the 20th and 21st of June, which is a long way away, and of course you can get the odd injury in between times, but you're absolutely right, Oisín, it gives the girls a chance to recover as well. So look, they're good girls, they work hard and thin, and they're doing all the rehab, they're doing all their core strength and conditioning, and that's standing them in good stead at the moment now.
Listen, Davy, well done, and congratulations on the victory today, and the best of luck next weekend against Kildare.
All right, thanks very much for the call.